Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We now welcome Casey Cernich, the executive director of Hyde Park Day School, to Score Values. Casey, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm doing well, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we're delighted to have you this morning. And before we get started, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about Hyde Park Day School?
Sure. Hyde Park Day School is a school for bright students with learning disabilities. We typically have students between 2 and 3 years. We draw kids from public, private, and parochial schools across the Chicagoland area. We provide them remediation and then get them ready to return to traditional schools. We have 3 campuses in Chicago, Northfield, and Lamont.
Absolutely. So Casey Cernich, Executive Director of Hyde Park Day School, joining me this morning on Score Values. Can you tell us a little bit about how you mentioned that kids with learning disabilities come to your school? Can you tell us a little bit about how your school's approach differs from others?
Sure. So, you know, bright kids with learning disabilities are just that, bright kids who struggle in some aspect of schooling. Most of our kids come to us with difficulty with reading or with math or with writing. You know, their path to us can be pretty difficult for kids and families. So, you know, they're typically developing until kindergarten, first grade, and then some issues start to develop in school where they're just not keeping pace with peers, where they're struggling with some aspect of academics. And, you know, what we do differently is we explicitly teach those skills in very small teacher-to-student ratios, 5-to-1. You know, their kids are in an environment where kind of all kids are bright and all kids are struggling with some aspect of schooling. And so, you know, I guess the main thing that we do is provide environments where kids can just be themselves and don't need to hide. And then we provide a ton of remediation in reading, writing, math. We help kids develop an understanding of their strengths and challenges and also the skills and strategies to leverage those strengths to remediate or to ameliorate areas that are difficult for them in school.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned that some of the students, it's a difficult path. And you mentioned how a lot of your students are very bright. They are smart, yet when there one little aspect of a learning disability pops up, it can be very frustrating for them.
Yeah, definitely. Frustrating for them and marginalizing and difficult for their families as well. You know, the school is all about, in first, second, and third grade, is all about developing the ability to read and developing the ability to write. And so kids who struggle in that aspect of getting the words off the page or getting the words back down onto the page, it can be humiliating for them. You know, first grade, typically kids are pretty self-centered and don't really notice a lot of differences. But by the time they reach third grade, a lot of our kids spend a ton of time hiding and trying to cover things that aren't going bilingual in school, which can have a huge impact on their self-esteem and how they view themselves as learners and as people.
How did Hyde Park Day School start, and how has it grown over the years?
So we started with five kids back in 2000 in a converted church slash auditorium. And over the years, we've grown to this year, we've got a little over 160 students in three campuses in different places in the city.
Wow. So in the course of about 25 years, it has grown so much. Has it ever surprised you how much you guys have grown over the years?
No. I mean, I think 20% of the population is going to have some difficulty learning how to read. About 5% will be diagnosed with a reading disability. So it's not really surprising that this was a need that was out there. And I guess what's been surprising is how well our kids have done after they've left us. I mean, we've got kids who have excelled and been merit scholars, kind of really did great work in high school and college. About 90% of our kids attend four-year colleges and universities, which, you know, I think many families on the front end of their stay at Hyde Park Day School would really not believe those statistics.
Casey, for parents out there or family members or children out there that may be struggling with a certain aspect of school, a learning disability, they don't, you talked about the difficult path for children experience it. What advice would you have for them and their families?
I think on the front end is get a really good diagnostic evaluation so you understand kind of what is needed to kind of remediate the areas of difficulty and build on the strengths that our kids have. I think invest in remediation early. Remediation tends to be the most effective when it's kindergarten through third grade. Not to say that it can't be effective after that, but it just takes a lot more time and a lot more effort to get those same results.
What type of prospective students qualify for admission at Hyde Park Day School?
So bright kids with learning disabilities. And so all of our kids, you know, on standard intelligence tests are in the average to above average range. They typically have depressed working memory and processing speed scores, which, you know, make reading, writing, and sometimes math very difficult for them.
What are some of the ways that people can support the school?
The main thing is our goal has always been to be available to every family and every child who needs us. A big piece of it is we're tuition based for a good percentage of our student body. And so we've got a robust Bright Futures Scholarship Fund. Helps support those families that may not have the financial ability to make Hyde Park Day School an option. On a yearly basis, we're raising anywhere from $500,000 to $600,000 directly for scholarship, and that goes directly for needs-based scholarship for students and families that need Hyde Park Day School.
And you guys have a gala coming up to raise some funds, correct?
We do. February 28th at Bryn Mawr Country Club. And that is one of our main vehicles for building the Bright Future Scholarship Fund.
Are you still accepting sponsorships? Can people go? What are some ways people can support the gala?
There's a wide variety of ways that people would support the gala. There are obviously traditional ways, sponsorship, they're actually coming to the gala and participating. It's a wonderful night. Actually, our keynote address for the gala for the last 15 years have been Hyde Park Day School alumni who are now post-college and out in the working world, which is, just shows the long-lasting impact of Hyde Park Day School. Other ways are providing materials for the live and silent auction. We have a huge paddle raise, which is one of the large, one of the best ways that we raise funds during the event. Word of mouth is a huge way for people to just get the word out that this event is happening, that all of the proceeds are go directly to the Bright Future Scholarship Fund and go directly to families and kids.
Now, you mentioned the alumni, and what is it like for you and the people at the school who work there to see so many bright kids come through your program and just have all the success that they've had afterwards?
Well, I mean, I think that's why we do what we do, and it's a banner moment during the year when we have kids come back, either just for an ad hoc visit, just coming back to see old teachers or kind of reminisce. When we have kids come in to speak for our events, such as the gala or our graduation, I think it just shows the impact that the staff has on the lives of kids and families. And, you know, that's one of our greatest accomplishments is we stay connected to our alumni and our families. And that provides, you know, us with the ability to understand what do we need to do better? What do we need to change? But it also provides lots of opportunities for our staff and our teachers and clinical staff to really see the direct impact that they have on kids' lives.
Yeah, and how much is it a help to have that alumni base kind of be a model for that next generation of students?
I mean, I think it's critical. I always think back to Charlie Brown, where you've got that wah, 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 where the adults are speaking and saying the exact same things. And then we have kids come back we actually have groups of alumni come back and talk to kids who are getting ready to transition to, you know, answer questions, give advice. And, you know, the kids really take that to heart. And it's pretty amazing to see the questions that are asked and two, how kids receive that information.
Now, outside of just regular day school, you have some other programs. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. So we have a summer program, which is about half of the kids who come to our summer program are kids from our full-day program. So they just continue through the summer just to make sure that the kids don't lose skills over the summer. But the other half are kids in traditional schools who are just looking to kind of get a really intensive bump for the upcoming school year. So that is kind of one of the other major programs. The other would be our Joanne Steinbeck Educator Training Institute. So we actually have trained just about 1,400 teachers over the past several years in kind of different reading remediations, writing remediations, and math remediations. And that takes place locally. So we do that a lot with teachers in the Chicagoland area, kind of regionally in the Midwest. And then nationally. So our trainers go to different states across the country and provide professional development services. And then the final one this summer, just because we know that early intervention is really critical for kids, we are starting a diagnostic summer program for kids in kindergarten and first grade. So kids who don't have a diagnosed learning disability, kind of we're going to provide an opportunity for kids to come in. We're going to do some diagnostic testing, some diagnostic teaching to help families better understand kind of what that child's needs might be moving forward.
Outstanding stuff. Casey Cernich, Executive Director of Hyde Park Day School. One more time where people can learn more about your organization and find out more information about your upcoming gala.
So I think the easiest place is our website, hydeparkday.org. We'll have information about our program, kind of our training institute, as well as the benefits and different ways that they could support the school.
Casey, thank you so much for joining this morning, and we'll talk soon.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thanks so much.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.